Jack Cittarelli. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I have to say that we
are... Good morning,
are,
Governor.
Yes, Governor. Are we allowed to say that?
I love your spirit, guys. Thank you.
Well, the spirit is real here in the studio. And first of all, we thank you for joining us this morning. I have to tell you that driving through Monmouth County, I am so pleased to see your signs all over the place. Whoever it is that are putting those signs in the ground is doing such a great job of it.
Well, that's a team effort. We've got a magnificent volunteer army, and Monmouth County's not alone. You'll see that in all 21 counties. And it kind of demonstrates all the energy and momentum this campaign has generated. And I'm looking forward to November 2nd.
Well, so let's get right down to it, sir, because we watched your, and I want to make sure that you know you're welcome on our air anytime. So if you find yourself with a few minutes hither and yon between now and the election, you're always welcome to call in and talk to us. We watched the debates, and I have to tell you, I thought you did a spectacular job on the debates. I'm biased, and everybody knows it who's listening. I thought you did a great job on the debates. What was the feedback that you've been getting from that?
Well, it's been very humbling because the feedback is similar to what you just offered. And believe me, it's well received. I wanted to come through for the people of New Jersey, certainly wanted to come through for the Republican Party. But I was very much looking forward to debates because I think when you put us side by side, you see a very stark difference in management style, in leadership style, and in vision for the state of New Jersey. So I'm glad the debates took place. I wish there were more. Lincoln Douglas did 7 of them. Phil Murphy didn't want more than 2.
Wow.
I wanted to ask this, Mr. Cittarelli. There is so much unhappiness here in the state of New Jersey. This has been going on for a long time. We have gone through COVID. We find ourselves in a mess. How do you plan on making this any better?
We have to talk about the things that bother people the most. We've got the highest property taxes in the nation. Mm-hmm. We're the worst state in the country in which to do business. We've got a state government that's bloated, inefficient, corrupted by special interests, and isn't responsive to the needs of its citizens. That's my primary focus. And if we fix those things, you'll find that people will feel a lot better about the state of New Jersey.
You know, we've had some people call in who take issue with some of the Republican matters. And one of the issues that came up in a phone call yesterday was how you are going to handle women's rights and a woman's right to choose.
Well, I'm personally opposed to abortion, but as I said in the debates, I've never advocated for overturning Roe v. Wade. I've always been very consistent in my body, my choice. Phil Murphy's a hypocrite when it comes to my body, my choice, depending on the issue. But let me tell you what we're not going to do in New Jersey. Phil Murphy wants to allow abortions in months 7, 8, and 9, as performed by somebody other than an MD. He doesn't think the parents of an underage teenage girl should be notified if that girl is seeking an abortion. That's not where New Jersey is. I haven't found anybody in New Jersey that agrees with him on those two issues. And we're not going to have that in New Jersey.
Governor, we also have been questioned about school choice those kinds of matters with regard to the curriculum, being able to police the curriculum in the classrooms. Any thoughts on that?
Well, where a school system is failing, I believe that parents deserve a choice. And we can easily measure whether a school system is failing based on graduation rates, attendance rates, performance on standardized tests, college acceptances, and readiness for careers if our students are not going to college. And if a school system is failing in 2 or 3 or 4 of those categories, we've got to give parents a choice. I support that.
Do you believe in vouchers for underserved communities?
I do believe in vouchers because, as we all know, even if a school system is performing extremely well, that doesn't mean it's a perfect fit for every student. So I'd like to see a voucher program along the lines of what they did in Ohio.
I just want to remind the audience, Lori, that with us today is Jack Cittarelli, candidate for the great state of New Jersey, governor of the state, great state of New Jersey. I want to ask you this. I was in Dollar General yesterday, and the shelves were completely empty. We just have nothing to buy here in New Jersey. Do you have any plans as how we can help that?
Well, listen, as governor, I'll work with the other 49 governors to put pressure on this administration, which is failing us at every turn right now. And I'm talking about the administration in Washington, D.C. Joe Biden, he's failed us on the border. Mm-hmm. He's failed us with runaway inflation. He's failed us with supply chain issues. He failed us in the withdrawal from Afghanistan. And you could see it in his poll numbers. He's tanking, particularly here in New Jersey. People are just not happy with what they see in Washington, D.C. It needs to be fixed.
I think we hear that here on the station. And Mr. Citarelli, I want to ask you this, or tell you this, actually, that you're speaking to a lot of seniors in Ocean County who are very disenchanted by what's going on in Washington and Trenton. How do you see yourself helping seniors throughout this state?
We often hear that here in New Jersey, you can't start or end. You can't get started here. You mm-hmm. can't end here because of property taxes and the cost of living. So two of the proposals in my gubernatorial platform specific to seniors, all retirement income would be tax-free the way it is in Pennsylvania. And once you hit age 65, we're going to freeze your property taxes for life.
Well, say that again and slowly, sir. I think you're going to catch a lot of ears with that one.
Well, again, all retirement income should be tax-free, just like it is in Pennsylvania. And once you hit age 65, your property taxes would be frozen for life.
Now, I think there's a lot of dancing going on right now.
I want
well,
to ask.
They deserve it.
Yeah, right.
I want
and
to
I
ask
agree
Mr.
with you. They do.
Go on, Lori. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I just wanted to ask whether or not you see yourself as somebody like Mr. DeSantis down in Florida, who I would say is a radical Republican, or somebody who's more moderate.
Well, I think of myself as a common sense Republican. I'm an mm-hmm. MBA CPA, as we always say in accounting.
Wow.
It's either a debit or a credit. Just play it straight with people. So we need to save lives. This virus can be lethal, particularly for those that are most vulnerable with certain underlying conditions. And I will always promote, preserve, and protect the public health and safety. While we're doing that, we can also save livelihoods. We saw the impact of Phil Murphy's economic shutdown. One out of three small businesses on Main Street have now closed their doors forever. And 50% of those businesses were owned by females and minorities. Okay, we've got to get people back to work, and we've got to get our economy humming again, all the while saving lives.
One of the most day-to-day things we see are the prices at our gas tanks. New Jerseyans can no longer afford to drive. Any plans to helping that cause?
Certainly. We've got to control the cost of things like gasoline. But that doesn't mean we're going to compromise the infrastructure. The gas tax does pay for infrastructure, and infrastructure is critically important to our state economy. So, but what we're looking to do is obviously make New Jersey more affordable in every way possible. And I know that gas is up, inflation is up across the board, and that's where Joe Biden is failing us. My goodness, after beating up oil companies for years, he recently appealed to them to produce more gasoline to bring the price down.
Governor, again, we want to thank you for your time today. We're near the end of the segment here, so we want to invite you to come back anytime you feel like it. You call us, and any parting words for our listeners?
Well, Joel, Lori, thank you very much for having me on and being with your listening audience. And I'll say this to them. If you want change, you've got to make a change. You've got an opportunity to do that this November 2nd. So please
Amen. 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 Get out and vote.